But over the past 40 years, there have been 126 blowouts in the U.S. waters alone. That's roughly 3 blowouts per year. How could an average of 3 blowouts every single year for the past 40 years not have registered as more than 1 in a million chance risk for your company?
With respect, Congressman, I think what I said was that the integrity rating of the blowout preventer was of the order of 10 to the minus 5, 10 to the minus 6. That is to say that it was designed to fail between 1 in 100,000 and 1 in a million times.
And that's an acceptable risk.
It is the risk that BP and the industry more broadly use to assess the fail-safe mechanism called the blowout preventer.
I know you rely on these blowout preventers and you call them fail-safes, but they're not fail-safes at all in the face of what we've discovered through our committee's examination and the statistics here. This committee has reviewed BP's regional oil spill response plan for the Gulf of Mexico, and not one time in the 582-page plan does BP lay out a method for controlling a subsea gusher after a blowout has occurred. And your company conducted its planning as if an uncontrolled subsea blowout wasn't even a possibility. In a recent interview with the Financial Times, you admitted what is undoubtedly true is that we did not have the tools you would want in your toolkit. My question to you is very simple. Why not? Why weren't you prepared? Why did you elevate profits over safety?
I don't believe we did elevate profits over safety. What I was referring to in that article was the very complicated engineering problem we were faced with after the rig sank attached to its riser. So we had a well, a riser, and a rig on the floor. And we didn't have the pieces of equipment instantly available to cut the riser, to cut off the top of the riser, and find a way to intervene on the wellhead. And that is indeed true.
Mr. Hayward, for years, big oil companies and your allies have claimed that drilling is safe, and you want to come closer to Florida beaches, and you say it's safe, deep or shallow, that there are no problems. But on the other hand, we've heard over and over again over the last couple of months, oh, this is complex and this is dangerous. It's dangerous to drill miles below the ocean. And BP officials have said it's like operating in outer space. And given the difficulties and complexities, what you knew about the risks, I can't understand why you all would assume that nothing could go wrong. So the doublespeak is rather tiresome. I'm dismayed and disheartened by what has happened and the elevation of profit over safety. And I can only hope that this disaster will motivate us to reassess our priorities and implement a clean energy policy for this country. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.